With 90% of the Ypsilanti District Library's revenue coming from local tax dollars, Director Lisa Hoenig explains what they would do with new revenue should the 0.7 mil over 12-year request be approved.
Expand our collection, maintain the services that we offer.
Hoenig says the Ypsilanti District Library system has struggled financially due to the economic downturn from over 10 years ago. Superior Township joined the Ypsilanti Library District in 2007 with the intention of opening its own branch, but has been operating in a one-room space in a fire station for the past 11 years. A yes vote on the Ypsilanti millage, according to Hoenig, would allow them to finally build that library on property the township purchased on Harris Road.
We have enough money at this moment, if the millage passes, plan to use our remaining fund balance, or a good chunk of it, to construct the building in Superior. And then as the building is being constructed and moving forward, the millage money would replace that money in the fund balance.
And if it doesn't pass?
We would definitely have to postpone the construction of that building indefinitely. We would cut back in our collection budget. We would probably eliminate Sunday hours at the Whitaker Library.
There's been some community conversation about a part of the ballot language that says a portion of the millage collected may be subject to capture by the City of Ypsilanti Brownfield Redevelopment Authority. The library director explains how that would work.
We calculated that in the first year of the millage that it would be about $3,000 of a total $1,340,000 that are expected to be collected if this millage is successful.
Hoenig says the new millage request comes at a time when a previous library building bond expires and breaks down how much it would cost a typical homeowner.
For the average homeowner whose house is valued at about $150,000 market value, it would be about $5,250 a year.
Hoenig says public libraries are economic drivers and help boost property values and improve people's quality of life.
A library is a place where everyone can come. You can come to the library and learn and have the same opportunities as everyone else.
It'll be up to voters on November 6th to decide the next chapter for the Ypsilanti Library District. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.